Since graduating from the Curtis Institute of Music last year, twin pianists Christina and Michelle Naughton have been making their mark together, performing repertoire for four hands and dual pianos. The 24-year-old Madison, Wisconsin natives have played in concert together in Europe and Asia, and with orchestras across the United States, including the Philadelphia Orchestra at the Mann Center in 2009. This week they've been performing Poulenc's Concerto for Two Pianos with the Philadelphia Orchestra. Earlier this week I spoke with Christina and Michelle Naughton about their approach to their distinctive repertoire and how their personal relationship evolved into a professional one.
We were trained as solo pianists. We didn't actually even play together until about 6 or 7 years ago. The idea just, it's not that we didn't want to, we just never really thought about it until once we were asked to play together, and since then we've never looked back and probably enjoy it more and more.
And Michelle, when as you were growing up, were your rates of progress the same, or did you occasionally have to help each other? Was there competition, or did you want to help each other? How did it work?
Well, I think music was one of those things that where we actually really never got competitive, just because it's so nice to have someone there sharing your love of something so beautiful together. And as it was, we always had the same teacher, but we always had separate lessons. But for the longest time, we've been attending each other's lessons, actually. That's like, it's such a treat, because we will literally, sometimes like the teacher will be describing something to me and I'm not really, you know, getting it at the time. And later Christina, from a like third person's perspective, is able to like take this all in and later kind of show me something that maybe wasn't clicking at the time.
Vice versa too.
Yeah.
What advantages do you think, I mean, twins, the genetics and the biology of it is that you're almost exact copies of each other genetically. How much of an advantage does that give you over, I don't know, people who have no familial connection, do you think, Christine?
Well, I would say I don't have the definitive answer on this because I've only played...
You've only ever played.
Right, okay. But given that, one of the things that I think makes it... I would never say it's easy because it's so hard, but when we have a passage that we want to play entirely... This happens a lot, especially in four-hand piano, also in two-piano, where both players have to play with the exact same voice at the same time. We have exactly the same size hands, so creating the same weight into the keys is a slightly less of an ordeal for us than if we, let's say, one of us had huge hands and one of us had tiny hands. That probably would be slightly different. But also, I think twins are meant to work together. I'm not saying 100% of the time. There's a lot of twins who work separately. Twins,
a lot of twins that don't speak to each other.
That's but I think we don't need as much verbal communication, I would say, as probably even siblings. I mean, like, people think we make no sense when they hear us either talking to each other or rehearsing with each other. I think there's just some things that I can just look at her and pretty much know what she's thinking. I'm not saying it's like ESP. I don't know like the words she's thinking, but the general vibe is always there. And we're playing duets. It's great.
But I mean, it kind of is the epitome of what every chamber musician, well, probably every musician who's playing an ensemble, but certainly with chamber music, people like that idea that they have a massive nonverbal communication with the person they're playing with, and that they're breathing together, and that they understand from what they just heard what was intended with that. And you guys are doing that on a whole different level, right?
Yes.
So tell me how that manifests itself. I mean, do you ever have to sit down and say, well, we're playing this the same way, or we're both doing this, our interpretation is the same, we need to start to have a different color, or we need to be a bit more individual?
I would say actually our decisions as to whether we play more similarly or differently is more a function of the actual musical text itself, not so much what we want to do. Because oftentimes the answer is right there in the music. There'll be a voice played by me that will sound maybe a certain way, and the response has to fit in from her, given what I said. It has to relate, but not necessarily the same. Oftentimes the relationship is opposites. Sometimes it's question answer. Sometimes the hardest is when you have to play together with exactly the same voice. Even for twins, that's the hardest.
That's interesting. And then if you were to reverse roles, say you're playing part A and she's playing B, and you turn them around, is it a completely different sound, Michelle?
I I would assume so. We don't do that a whole lot. but I mean, we do have very different opinions always on what we want to do musically. But I suppose some of that might actually be due to the viewpoint that we have based on which part we're playing. I mean, you would see the whole differently based on what lens you're seeing it through. But it does lead to some pretty intense arguments while we're working together, which we don't regard as a negative thing.
No, it sounds like a very positive.
Not at all. It's not pleasant at the time, but afterwards we realize, my gosh, like, what did we come up with? Neither of us, you know, came up with that on our own at all. And it's led to some new discoveries that are wonderful.
Christina and Michelle Naughton. They performed Poulenc's Concerto for Two Pianos with the Philadelphia Orchestra this evening at the Kimmel Center's Verizon Hall. The concert also includes Franck's Symphony in D minor and Leopold Stokowski's orchestration of Bach's Toccata and Fugue in D minor.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.